Hello, everybody. Good morning.
大家早。
How is everyone?
你们都好吗？
Good. That's kind of quiet.
好安静。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time.
亲爱天父，谢谢你给我们这段时间。
Thank you that we can share together in the Lord as brothers and sisters in Christ.
谢谢你，我们可以彼此相交，主弟兄姐妹在主里一样。
We just thank you for this time and give it to you.
我们为这个时间感谢你，把时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm coming up here first to give you a little introduction.
我来这先给大家一点小小的介绍。
I think a lot of you know already that my brothers and my dad and I were in a different country last month.
我想大家都知道，我的父亲、我的弟弟，两个弟弟和我，我们上个月到一个不同的国家。
We went to Mexico.To a certain community called Juarez.
我们到墨西哥有一个地区叫 Juarez 的地方。
And we were there the week before Thanksgiving.
我们在感恩节前的一个礼拜到那儿。
Mexico was pretty cold.
墨西哥在那儿的时候蛮冷的。
And we went with our homeschool group.
我们是跟着我们homeschool 家庭。
So we went with about 9 other teenagers.
所以跟我们一起的有另外九个年轻人。
My dad was one of the chaperones.
爸爸是其中一个这个监督人。
Jeremy is actually the youngest.
任伟恩是最年轻的。Jeremy.
So we were all in high school. So he was in 8th grade, the youngest.
我们其他人都是高中生，他是最年轻，八年级。
And it was really a wonderful trip.
那真是一个很棒的一次旅经验。
We did a lot there, so it's going to be kind of complicated telling you everything.
我们在那儿做了很多，所以有一点点复杂，讲的时候会有点复杂。
And we really learned a lot.
而且我们也学到很多。
The teenagers we were with were lots of fun.
我们一起去的这些年轻人都很有趣。
They had great times with us, but they were also very serious about serving the Lord.
我们一起相处得很愉快，但是他们也对服侍神很认真。
And serving the Mexican people there.
他们也很认真地想服侍那里的墨西哥人。
Now the place where we went was not a very nice place. It was the dumps.
我们去的地方不是一个很好的地方，有点像一个垃圾场。
So everyone lived among junk.
大家住的地方都是在垃圾堆里住。
And the people were very poor.
那里的人非常穷。
So the parents of the kids went to work in factories.
孩子们的父母在工厂里工作。
Often they didn't know how to read or write.
他们常常不知道读书写字，都不认得。
So when we went there, we helped build this schoolhouse for them.
我们到那的时候，第一个是帮助他们盖他们的学校。
The schoolhouse already had one floor finished with classrooms.
学校已经完成了第一层楼，就是有教室都在那儿。
But we were working on painting them.
我们在那里帮忙油漆。
And working on the second floor.
还有帮忙建造二楼。
So we did painting and block filling, which is when you try to cover all the cement.
Yeah, 我们在那帮忙油漆，帮忙补一些水泥的破洞。
Because the whole building was made of cement.
整个建筑是用水泥建造。
And we also worked on the roof.
我们也帮忙建造屋顶。
So that was our main work there.
在那儿这是我们主要的工作。
This schoolhouse is very special.
这个学校很特别。
Because Mexican schools are kind of different from American schools.
墨西哥的学校跟美国人的是不一样的。
Like for the public schools, you have to pay for the tuition.
读公立学校你必须付钱。
And you also have to pay for the books, and that's extra.
你还要必须付额外的书本费用。
So a lot of families, they can't afford books, so they just send their kids to school and their kids don't learn anything.
很多父母只有足够的钱送他们去学校，买不起书本，所以他们的孩子在学校里学不到什么东西。
And then the teachers sometimes have, like one teacher would have to teach 50 kids.
有的时候一个老师要教五十个学生。
And sometimes the teachers weren't qualified either.
有的这些老师也的不是很不是及格的老师，合格老师。
So a lot of the kids graduate without learning how to read.
很多孩子毕业了，可是还是不会读书。
So this school was special because two missionaries were running it.
这个学校很特别，因为有两个宣教士在经营它。
Their names were Maria and Gilbert.
他们的名字 Maria Gilbert.
And they actually were in charge of our mission trip.
他们也是这次负责我们的宣教活动。
So we got to know them very well.
我们认跟他们处得很熟。
And they are really nice people.
他们非常好。
They're U.S. citizens, but they work in Mexico to help reach out to the people.
他们是美国公民，可是他们愿意到墨西哥去向当地人传福音。
So for this school, you had at most probably 10 kids in one class.
这个学校一个班最多十个学生。
And all the teachers were certified.
所有老师都是合格的老师。
And the kids didn't have to pay to go to school. They were sponsored.
孩子们不需要付钱可以上学，那他们是有别人资助可以上学的。
Now, even though this wasn't a completely Christian school,
虽然这不是一个完全的基督教的学校，
the teachers were always either Christian or Catholic.
老师或者是基督徒或者是天主教徒。
They used the materials from the government.
他们用政府给的材料。
But Maria and Gilbert used the school to reach out to the community.
但是这两个宣教士用这个学校来向社区传福音。
So if the kids went to school, their parents would have to help out.
小孩上学，父母要来帮忙的。
Like the parents might cook lunch or watch over recess.
像父母可以来煮东西，或者是在他们下课玩的时间来看管他们。
And someone in the family would have to go to class too.
甚至有的家长必须也要上学。
So then they could help their kids learn.
所以他们才能帮助孩子学。
And they had like a daily, not a daily, a weekly devotion time.
他们有每个礼拜一次的查经时间。
So they would really teach the kids more about God.
在这个时间，他们可以好好教他们圣经。
So, because our Spanish wasn't really good,
因为我们的西班牙文不是非常好。
So we couldn't directly tell them the gospel and counsel with them.
所以我们没有办法很直接的跟他们提到信仰，还有跟他们协谈。
But we had like a vacation Bible school.
可是我们还是办暑期不是暑期，假期圣经学校。
So we had like stories about Jesus and skits and puppets and stuff.
我们有跟他们讲，用西班牙文讲圣经故事，也有这个木偶戏。
And then at the end of the week, we did a story on how Jesus died.
在结束的时候，我们讲了一个故事，是耶稣怎么上十字架。
And we explained that he came to take away their sins.
我们解释他耶稣来这边带着我们的罪。
And Maria and Gilbert's son Matthew.
这两位宣教士的儿子 Matthew.
He gave an invitation for them.
他也跟他们这个呼召。
So he said if they wanted to receive Jesus to be their savior, they should talk to Gilbert or another teacher.
他说如果你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主，你可以跟 Gilbert 谈，或者找别的老师。
So we don't know yet how many kids responded.
所以我们还不知道有多少学生有反这个回应。
But we're trying to keep in touch with Maria and Gilbert to find out how things go gradually.
但是我们会继续跟他们联络，可以知道发展的情形。
And we know that we did plant some seeds of the gospel in their hearts.
但是我们很清楚的知道，我们是撒了一些福音的种子在这些孩子身上。
And also in their parents' hearts.
也在这些家长的身上。
Because we did like a mime.
啊，因为我们还演出了一个默剧。
It was a mime about Jesus dying on the cross.
这个默剧是演出耶稣啊死在十字架上。
And you'll get to see it later.
啊，大家待会儿可以看得到。
And it has no words, just music. No words that we speak.
啊，在这个默剧里没有演出人没有说什么话，只有音乐配乐。
So we acted that for the kids once and then for the parents.
我们演为小朋友演出一次，也为这些做父母的演出一次。
I think it's a really powerful mime.
我觉得那是一个非常有力的啊传福音的默剧。
And a lot of the adults, even the teachers, they were really touched.
甚至有很多大人，连老师他们都很受感动。
So that's basically what we did.
这是基本上我们所做的事情。
And we're going to tell you more about what we personally learned.
我们要告诉大家我们个人所学到的。
But we really thank you all for your prayers.
我们都非常感谢弟兄姐妹给我们为我们的祷告。
Because some really crazy things happened that week.
因为那个星期有很多很疯狂的事情发生过。
And even on the airplane.
甚至在飞机上。
And you'll learn more about that from Michael.
您待会儿会从 Michael 那儿知道。
And we really thank you for your support.
我们也非常感谢弟兄姐妹的支持。
Because without it, this wouldn't have happened.
没有大家的支持，这件宣教是不可能发生的。
And we give this time to Michael.
把时间交给 Michael。
Hello, everyone.
大家好。
Well, it was what Christina said was that it was crazy, but it wasn't that crazy, but it was pretty weird. It's like,
好，小兰说的是有点 crazy， 不过没有那么严重，不过还是很奇怪的一些事。
Basically, some things happened that I didn't really expect would happen on this mission trip because I thought, you know, we just go there, you know.
Yeah.有一些事情在这次宣教旅程发生是我没有想到的我以为我们就只是去就很好了。
Yeah, and things happened that I found out that I couldn't really control, that God was in control, and I couldn't do anything about those stuff.
我发现我完全不能控制这些发生的事情，而且只有上帝在掌管一切。
The first thing that happened was,We were preparing to go to Mexico. We were at the airport, Newark Airport.
第一件发生的情形就在我们正要去墨西哥，我们正在Newark 机场。
We had put everything on the plane, and we were sitting in there, and we were about to leave.
我们把东西放上飞机，准备坐在那儿，准备要走。
When suddenly the pilot discovered that the plane had technical problems.
突然驾驶员发现这个飞机有这个机械故障。
And we had to wait like 2 hours for the plane to be fixed before we can go.
所以我们必须在那等两个钟头才能飞机才会起飞。
That never really happened to me before because I've gone on planes and they're usually, you know, right on time, you know, right on schedule.
我从来没有经验过这个，通常飞机都很准时的。
And our mission leader was really worried because if we had to wait 2 hours, we would miss our connecting flight and the missionaries there would have a hard time picking us up.
我们的领队有点担心，因为如果我们必须等两个钟头，我们会错过下一班接着的转的飞机。那然后当地的宣教士也很难接我们。
So we prayed and then we waited.
所以我们祷告，我们也在等候。
And then God miraculously caused airport to find that they had a spare airplane for us.
那上帝。提醒了这个飞机场，他们竟然发现有一辆空的飞机，没人用，可以给我们用。
So we just had to wait half an hour for them to get the airplane ready, and we were able to go to Mexico and get the connecting flight.
所以我们只需要等半个小时就能够让等那个飞机准备好，我们就可以飞到，然后我们没有错过我们后面一班飞机。
Well, now I'm going to mention some stuff that didn't happen to us on the trip.
我要提一些没有发生在我们的旅程上的事情。
We are all safe at work. When we were working, none of us got hurt.
我们在工作的地方，在那里工作的时候，没有一个人受伤。
That was pretty good because in the past, the other mission teams, people got hurt and someone stepped on, you know, rusty nails and, you know, they're dangerous. And we didn't get hurt at all.
哦，我们很感谢神，因为我们也听说别的这个宣教团到那边有的受伤，或者是脚踩到生锈的钉子等等，但是我们当中没有发生这些事情。
And because it was cold enough, so the scorpions and centipedes and poisonous spiders didn't come out, and that was good too.
啊，因为天气够冷，所以这个蝎子或者这个百足蛇百足虫或者等等这些有毒的蜘蛛也没有出现。
And we thought that, you know, it was pretty dangerous there. Like, when we went there, it was Friday on Saturday and Sunday nights. Like, right across the school, there's these adults and they're getting drunk. And we were, you know, it's like, it's really scary. And also, like, right down the block, there lived a witch doctor. And the witch doctor was always trying to curse the school.
我们本来觉得在那里也是蛮危险，因为在礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天我们去那儿的时候，那附近有一些成年人喝醉酒在那边啊附近徘徊，然后这附近那学校附近也住了一个巫师，就是 witch doctor 巫师，那个人呢常常来咒诅这个学校。
And we're just, I think we're protected for the most part, but you'll find out more because I'm not done yet, you know, yeah, so.
我觉得我们被主保守蒙主保护很多。
And basically, as the week went on, I think God really blessed us. Our VBS was very good.
我们在那儿主很祝福我们，所以假期圣经班上帝也非常的很祝福我们。
Even though we didn't, as Christina said, we didn't know that much Spanish.
虽然我们不大知道很多的西班牙文。
And we didn't have much time to prepare. And also, I was supposed to give a VBS Bible story, and then I got a sore throat, so I almost couldn't do it.
而且我们没有很多的时间可以预备。那我本来要讲这个一个用西班牙文讲圣经故事，可是那里我又喉咙痛，所以几乎没有办法办到。
But we prayed, and I drank a lot of water because it was very dry there. So I still got to be able to present it, and the kids really got it.
但是感谢主，我们祷告，然后我也喝了很多的水，因为那里非常的干燥。那最后神主还是帮助我能够讲得出来，那小孩子都听得懂，感谢主。
On Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, two things happened that, you know, really just changed the rest of my mission trip viewpoint.
礼拜三、礼拜四有两件事发生，改变了我后面这个对于这个宣教的一些观感。
On Wednesday afternoon, we climbed the mountain to see how the city of Juarez looked like compared with Texas and New Mexico, because it was near the border.
礼拜三我们爬到这个 Horace 的山上，想要看看那里跟这个美国的风景有什么差距。
And it was just like the U.S. was like there are a lot of lights and this house are all good, while Juarez there is like no lights and there's like the houses weren't great.
在山上看到美国那里有很多的灯光，房子建筑的都非常好，可是在 Juarez 没有什么灯，那些房子都非常的破烂。
So we saw that and we're like, wow, how you know blessed we are, and we're coming down the mountain, okay? After we saw this.
我们看了以后就觉得主真的是祝福美国，我们自己真的是很蒙福，但是看完以后我们就要下山。
But by that time the sun had set and the sun setting in Mexico makes everything really, really dark.
到我们要下山的时候，太阳，我们要下山的时候，太阳已经下山了，所以天空变得非常的暗。
And there's no moon.
也没有月亮。
And we had divided into three groups, separately going down the hill mountain.
我们必须分成三队下山。
And my group kind of got lost.
我的队迷路了。
And you know, we never been to Mexico, so we didn't really know what the landscape was like.
我们从来没有去过墨西哥，也不知道那里的这个路是怎么样。
Well, we were really panicking when the third group found us.
哦，当我们很惊慌的时候，第三队的人找到我们了。
Which was my dad's group.
啊，是我爸爸那一队。
Because their leader heard like our voices because we're discussing what to do.
啊，他们的领队发听到我们的声音啊，远远的听到我们声音，我们正在讨论该怎么办。
So he ran over and found us.
所以那个领队就赶快跑过来找到我们。
And so we all got home safely, and we didn't get stranded there.
所以我们都平安回到家，没有什么危险。
And then, but then right afterwards, something happened that I didn't really expect at all.
但是那之后又发生一件我没有想到的事。
I got sick.
哦，我生病了。
It's not just the normal type of sick. It wasn't a cold, okay?
我不是没有得到感冒，但是。
It was really bad. Like I had fever and diarrhea, and it was all really. I couldn't do anything about it. I was like, so I didn't know why I got it.
我有发烧，然后拉肚子，然后我也不知道为什么会发生这样的事情。
Maybe it was because the water there was contaminated because we're in the dumps.
也许是因为水不干净，还是我们是住在垃圾堆里。
But I didn't really know, and really it wasn't that much yet. It was like it was really bad because three of us got, not just me.
情况也不是很好，因为有三个人都。都生病。
And I was the worst. I wasn't the worst, but I was the first to get it.
我不是最严重的，但我第一个得到。
The worst thing that we thought was going to happen was that we couldn't do the mime.
最严重我们觉得很糟的是，我们可能就不能够演出默剧了。
Because the three of us all had important parts in the mime.
我们三个人在默剧里都有很重要的角色。
And if we were sick, it was very hard for people to replace us and get the parts all right just before, because we're going to perform it the next day, next morning.
如果我们生病很难有别人代替我们，因为我们第二天早上就要演出。
So we prayed, and well, God just really, he didn't heal us right away, you know.
我们就是祷告，那神并没有马上的医治我们。
But my friends were able to take over for my part, and other people were able to help out also.
但是我的朋友可以代替我演出我那一个部分，然后其他的人都一起来帮忙。
And after the first performance,
在第一次演出之后，
two of us got better, including me, so we were able to perform in the second one.
我们中间有两个人就健康起来，所以我们可以演第二个。
Now, after all the sickness and performing, I thought, thank God it's over, time to go home,
当我生完病，然后又演完，我就想，哎呀，感谢主，可以回家了。
So we went to the airport.
我们又去了机场。
And we found out our first plane was going to be delayed for 2 hours.
我发现第一班飞机要延后两个钟头。
And I'm like, oh great, here goes again.
我就想，哎呀，真好，又来了。
And well, I think a good thing we got from there is that we got free lunch because the plane was delayed.
我想有一个好处就是我们得到免费的午餐，因为飞机延迟。
And we are buying our lunch, and we just got it, and.Then they announced that the plane was fixed, so we only waited 1 hour before getting on the plane.
当我们正在买的时候，买午餐的时候，又告诉我们飞机可以飞了，所以我们只迟了一个钟头，我们就可以上飞机。
But because of our 1 hour delay, we missed our connecting flight, and we had to wait 5 hours in Houston for a 9 p.m. flight to New Jersey.
但是因为等了一个钟头，所以我们转接的飞机呢就错过了。我们必须等五个钟头才能有飞机到 New Jersey。
Well, we got free dinner also.
我们又得到了免费晚餐。
Well, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, God won't just, do this so I can get free meals.
我想，上帝不是只是做了这些，是为了让我得到免费的食物。
I was just, you know, thinking about it even after the trip was over, and I was like wondering, why God did you do this, you know, cause us to get delayed even when we're going home?
我就在即使回到家我也在一直想, 上帝为什么许可这样子的延迟, 就是我们要回家都这样延迟。
And then I just felt that God was telling me that, you know, He's in control of things. You may think, oh, it's like I'm supposed to get home on time. The plane is supposed to come on time. But God's in charge.
上帝是借这个告诉我，他来管掌管一切。我们都会觉得我应该很顺利就到家，我应该这样，应该那样。可是上帝让我知道，是他来管理一切。
And me getting sick was like that also because I'm usually, I think I'm healthy all the time, you know. So, yeah.
我生病也是这样，我也觉得我一向都很健康啊。可是上帝在掌管。
So I really learned a lot from this trip, and what I did a lot of other stuff. It wasn't just these stuff that happened.
Yeah, 我觉得我学到很多，不只是从这些事情过程中。
But what I got from the mission trip was that God's in charge and He'll take care of me. And I think God didn't get any worse because it was very bad.
我相信这一点就是上帝他在照顾我，他掌管一切。我没有遇到更严重、更糟的事情，已经是神的恩典。And
now it's time for my brother to come.
现在请任伟恩 Jeremy。
Okay. Hello, everybody.
大家好.
Well, today I'm going to share about like Mexico and what something I especially like learned there.
今天我要跟大家分享一些我在墨西哥还有一些我特别学到的东西.
Well, when I started wanting to go to Mexico, like they had a paper which you had to like write why you wanted to go.
当我想到，我开始想到要去墨西哥的时候，他们有一张纸，让你要写为什么你要去。Well,
one of the reasons I wrote I wanted to go there was like to have more fellowship with God.
其中一个理由就是我希望借这个机会，我能够更有跟神有相交的机会。Yeah,
in Mexico, like I was to get this. I mean, I was to have more fellowship with God.
在墨西哥，我真的是经历到跟神有更多的团契。Well,
when the trip started, like I was kind of scared.
一开始旅行的时候，我有点害怕。Because
I hadn't ridden on a plane like for 7 years, so.
因为我好几年没有上飞机。Yeah,
so I was kind of scared, but like my fellow mission, some of the mission team. People like they talk with me.
但是我们同队的有一些人年轻人跟我讲话.
So then I wasn't like too scared anymore.
所以我就不会太害怕了.
And like right now, well, from the trip ended, I kind of like plane trips actually.
现在我就开始比较喜欢坐飞机旅游了.
Yeah. Well, after we like touched down in El Paso and drove into Juarez.
当我们下了在 El Paso 下飞机，然后开车到 Juarez.
Like everything kind of changed.
一切的东西好像都改变了.
Because like the houses are there, they were like dirty.
那里的房子很脏.
And they're like made of material that we usually wouldn't use.
他们房子是用一些我们从来不会用的材料盖出来
like cardboard
像厚纸板
cinder blocks concrete
水泥块
and like just trash
还有垃圾
and like the roads especially the roads are there were like really bumpy
那里的路很凹凸不平
and we would go like up and down in the car
我们在车上就颠来颠去
And when we reached like the place where we were going to work at the school
我们到了那个要工作的学校的时候
we discovered that there were like no plants there
我们发现那里没有植物
No grass
没有草
Only dust 只有灰尘, and the dust gets into like your nose and your mouth.
沙土, 到处飞扬, 到你的嘴里,
so, although it looked like really uninviting,
好像这一切都不欢迎我去一样,
I still like thank God that our trip was like safe.
我还是感谢神, 我们的旅程都非常安全。
For like the next day on from the morning,
到第二天从早上开始,
we would every day like spend half an hour just having devotions.
我们都花半个小时,
like reading the Bible and like praying to God.
我们读神的话, 向神祷告。
And like I really would like I really, really always found strength and comfort in him.
我经常的从这些过程得着他给我的力量。
Because like the verses that I read often applied to like the work I was doing.
因为他给我的经文都能够应用到他要我做的工作上。
So I really had lots of fellowship with him over there.
我在那儿真的跟神有很好的相交。
For like half an hour.
有半小时。
And then every day after we would like finish work.
每一天我们做完工作,
after we finished helping VBS,
帮忙教完这个假期圣经班,
we would have like a team time after dinner.
我们会有宣教团体的这个团队的时间。
We would like get together and like spend time just sharing our devotions.
我们会聚在一起分享我们读圣经祷告的 心得。
And like sharing our experiences of the day.
然后也分享我们今天一天 所得的经验。
Usually only like two or three people would share.
通常只有2到3个人会分享。
But still it was like we really got things from other people.
可是我们还是从别人的身上学到很多。
And then afterwards we would have like a prayer time and sing song time.
然后我们之后我们会一起祷告，一起唱诗歌。
And like this time was really special.
这段时间很特别。
Because like we have fellowship with God and with others at the same time.
因为我们跟神跟弟兄姐妹都彼此相交。
Thinking back, I really see that God did give me more fellowship with him.
回想这一段时间神真的给我很多的跟主相交的机会。
And I'm really thankful that he taught me many lessons in Mexico.
我很感谢主他给我教了我很多功课。
And I kind of want to go back next year.
我很希望明年能够再去一次。
To like minister to the kids there and improve on my Spanish.
能够跟那里的 向那些学生传福音, 也能够增进我的西班牙文。
And just have more fellowship with Jesus also.
能够也能与主更相交。
Christina?
好，现在交给 小兰。
Okay, I just want to read a verse to you all.
我想跟大家读一段圣经。
It's in Psalm 100.
诗篇100篇,
and it's verse 4.
第四节,
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
当感谢进入他的门,
and into his courts with praise.
当赞美进入他的院,
be thankful unto him and bless his name.
当感谢他称颂他的名,
for the Lord is good.
因为主是良善的,
his mercy is everlasting.
他的慈爱永远长存,
and his truth endureth to all generations.
他的真理,
For me, going to Mexico made me really thankful.
对我来说去墨西哥是非常感恩的事。
Like my brother Jeremy said, when you go there, it's like a different world.
像我弟弟Jeremy说的, 到那是一个完全不一样的世界。
You see piles of these like cinder blocks,
你看到, 一堆的水泥砖头,
and you can't believe they're actually houses.
你都不敢相信那竟然是就是他们的房子。
And you go on the roads that look kind of flat.
你上了那个路看起来好像平平的。
But they're like mountains when you go in the car, just bump, bump, bump.
可是你一路开下去就发现好像在山上开车一样，一直撞来撞去。
And on the mountain when we saw like Juarez and then Texas and then New Mexico.
哦，在这个山上我们看到 Juarez 还有墨西哥。
You just can't, no, Texas.
哦，德州还有墨西哥。
New Mexico.
New 墨西哥州。
So you see, these three different places.
你看到这三个不同的地方。
You can't imagine how different they are.
很难想象他们是完全的不一样。
And they're right next door neighbors.
而他们就是我们隔壁的邻居。
And over there, we started being careful of a lot of things.
在那我们开始很小心一些事情。
Like we wanted to save water.
举例，我们需要节省用水。
So when we like took showers, it should only be like 5 minutes.
我们淋浴的时候只能花五分钟。
Or else there wouldn't be any more hot water.
否则就不会有热水给你洗。
And then we were careful, you know, don't use too much toilet paper and stuff.
我们要小心不能乱用卫生纸。
Yeah, so we started being a lot more sensitive to the surroundings.
我们开始对四周的东西更加敏感一点。
And the food there.
那里的食物
was really different too.
也非常的不一样。
Because they didn't have many vegetables.
因为他们没有很多的蔬菜。
They mostly had starchy foods and like meat.
然后他们有很多淀粉类或者还有像肉类。
The reason why is because vegetables are very expensive.
的原因是蔬菜非常昂贵。
And so is fruit.
水果也是。
And a lot of the kids there eat candy.
那里很多小孩吃糖果。
Like, because, not because, well, they do like eating candy.
他们是很喜欢吃糖。
But sometimes they can't help it.
但是有时候他们也没有办法。
If their family is poor, candy is the cheapest thing to buy.
他们的家庭如果很穷，糖果是最便宜可以买得到的。
And it fills their stomach up.
然后这也把他们的肚子装满了。
So that was kind of different for me. I was trying to grasp all this different culture.
这对我也是非常不一样。我希望能够更了解那里的文化。
And when we listen to the kids memorize their verses to us,
当我们听小孩背圣经给我们听的时候
，in Spanish of course,
当然是他们是用西班牙文背。
We would have 2 prizes for them.
我们必须我们会给他们奖品。
One of them would be like candy.
其中一种是糖果。
And one of them would be like a pencil, like a shiny kind of like decorated pencil you might get for $1 or something.
另外一个是像闪闪发亮那种很装饰很漂亮的铅笔。
Which one do you think they would pick?
你想他们会选哪一个呢？
Which one, Jessica?
哪一个 ？Jessica? Candy.
Candy?
No.
No.
They would pick the pencil.
他们会选择铅笔。
Candy you could just eat up, but pencils last.
糖果你就吃光就没了，可是铅笔它可以一直用。
They would treasure those pencils, you know.
他们会很珍惜那些铅笔。
So when we ran out of pencils, when we were giving them the candy,
当我们用光了铅笔，要给他们糖果。
Because we had more candy than pencils.
因为我们准备了更多的糖果。
They would come around asking us, ¿Tienes lápiz?
他们会来问 ,¿Tienes lápiz?
Do you have a pencil?
你有没有铅笔呢？
Yeah, so that really showed me how much we have to be thankful for.
这让我真的更深的感受，我们实在要更感恩。
That's why God says, you know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
难怪神说要感谢进入他的院。
And he also says, love not the world.
上帝也说不要爱世界。
Because he's showing us we really have a lot to be thankful for.
因为他告诉我们，我们实在要为很多事感恩。
And we should seek the things that last.
我们应该最后再
seek the things that last long.
我们应该寻求那永恒不变的。
That's why he says seek first the kingdom of heaven.
这是为什么上帝说要先求他的国。
And there was an interesting thing one of my friends pointed out.
有一件我的朋友指出来很有趣的事。
You see, at the last day in the week, we had like an Independence Day.
在这个星期的最后一天是他们的国庆日。
It's kind of like our 4th of July.
有点像我们美国国庆一样。
So the kids all got dressed up in their Mexican clothes.
所以孩子们都穿戴墨西哥传统的衣服。
And they had like a little celebration.
他们有一些庆祝。
And then they had a parade with music.
他们有音乐, 然后有游行。
And they were all cheering for the president and for the revolution and stuff.
他们都为他们的总统, 为这个革命成功而欢呼。
And my friend just pointed this out.
我的朋友点出这一点,
not to be political, but
不是, 什么政治的观点,
but he just pointed out how these poor people
他就指出来这些人这么穷,
who live in junk
他们住在垃圾场里,
are so enthusiastic
他们对,
for their like president who doesn't take care of them.
他们对那个, 并没有那么好好照顾他的总统,
and we here who have all kinds of conveniences,
我们在这里有这么多方便的事情,
like we live in luxury,
我们生活在非常奢侈的环境里,
and we're always saying nasty things about the president.
我们常常随便骂总统,
it's kind of hard to put together,
很难把这些事情放在一起.
And my favorite part of the whole mission trip
我对整个旅程最喜欢的一部分
was working with the kids.
就是跟孩子们一起。
And they were really healthy kind of kids.
他们是非常健康的一群孩子。
Not meaning they were physically not sick a lot and stuff.
这不是指说他们身体上没有生病。
Meaning in their hearts they were like kids.
而是指他们的心真的就像孩子的心。
They loved learning.
他们很喜欢学习。
And they were very independent.
他们也非常的独立。
They didn't have TV or computer or all that kind of stuff.
他们没有电视可以看, 没有, 电动玩具可以打。
So they didn't need you to entertain them.
他们不需要你来让他觉得, 很快乐。
If we just acted some puppets or acted a little, they get so excited.
只要我们演出一点点的木偶的东西, 他们就非常的兴奋,
a lot of the kids thought the puppets were real.
很多小孩以为那些木偶是真的。
And they could play with anything.
他们可以玩任何东西。
For the girls, they would just jump rope all day.
有些女孩她可以一整天都玩跳绳。
And the boys, as long as they have a ball, they can just spend days playing.
只要男孩子们只要有个球, 他们可以一整天玩得不停。
And we played a lot with them.
我们也跟他们玩了很多。
They are really good at soccer.
他们非常会踢足球。
Even though they're little, it's kind of sad, but we have to chase them and we get tired, and they go all around us.
很让人难过的是, 虽然他们个子小, 我们要一直追他们, 追得自己精疲力竭。
And they could kick the ball and do tricks.
他们可以踢球, 玩各种把戏。
Because that's all they have, really.
这是他们唯一有的运, 游乐。
But they were so special because they weren't bored and tired of, you know, just a simple kind of game.
他们非常好的一点就是, 他们都不会觉得这么简单的游乐的东西是很无聊的。
They weren't always like today's kids wanting like more and more exciting things.
他们不像现在的孩子, 很多就是不停不停地要一些更新鲜更刺激的东西。
You just see them in their houses, in their poor surroundings, and they're just happy.
你看见他们在那个很贫穷的环境里, 他们就是那么的快乐。
And it's just a blessing to see that they may not need all these things we have to offer them.
让我看到, 他们可能不会需要我们所有的这些东西。
We really have to learn from them.
而我们反而真的要从他们身上要学习一些。
Perhaps they're more blessed having little.
也许他们因为拥有的少, 反而更得祝福。
Because they are content with what they have.
因为他们对于他们有的那么的知足。
And of course they love learning.
当然他们很喜欢学习。
They were learning English actually at the time we went there.
我们到那儿的时候他们也学英文。
So they were coming up to us saying good morning.
他们来到我们面前说, 哦, 早安。
How are you?
你好吗?
And we would try to reply to them in Spanish.
我们试着想用西班牙回答他。
So it was great practice.
那是一个很好的学习。
But I was just feeling it was great for them to learn like a language like that, English.
我觉得他们能够学英文实在是很好的事情。
But it was so cool because no one around them would speak English.
那很特别是 四周他们身边没有人讲英文。
At least in America, we have a lot of Spanish people.
而在美国，我们有很多人讲西班牙文。
So it's not that unusual to learn Spanish.
所以在美国学西班牙文并不是很特别的事。
But there, they are in the dumpster in an isolated area. All you speak is Spanish.
但是他们住在那儿很封闭的这个垃圾堆里，他们所听到的都是西班牙文。
So it was amazing to me that they actually learned English.
所以让我很惊讶, 他们真的学会英文,
and they're willing to practice it.
他们也很愿意去练习,
so it just taught me a lot.
这个教了我很多。
Now I would like to give the time to my... You want to first speak?
Mime?
Okay. First, we're going to show the mime now that we did.
我们要给你们看我们做过的那个默剧。
I'm going to read the words of it to you first.
我先要把这个歌词念给你们听。等一下。等一等。
Okay. Because we recorded it on a camera and then now we're transferring it to the screen.
我们是用照相机把它拍下来，现在我们要把它转到这个荧幕上。
So some of the words are kind of blurred.
有些字就不是那么清楚。
So I'm going to just read it first to you.
我先读给你们听。
The name of the mime is called Via Dolorosa.
这个mime的题目叫Via Dolorosa.
In Spanish, it means the way of suffering.
它在西班牙文是受苦的路。
So I'm going to read this.
我来读给你听。
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day.
那一天，在耶路撒冷受苦的路上。
The soldiers tried to clear the narrow street.
士兵想要把窄狭窄的街道清干净。
But the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary.
但是呢，群众呢，一直。 靠近，想要看看这个要被钉死在加利利加略山的人。
He was bleeding from a beating.
他因为被打而流血。
There were stripes upon his back.
在他背上有鞭伤。
And he wore a crown of thorns upon his head.
然后他的头上戴着荆棘冠冕。
And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death.
他一路走，一路忍受那些要他死的人在对他尖叫。Down
the Via Dolorosa, all the way of suffering.
在这受苦的路上。Like
a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King.
主耶稣基督，国王像一个羔羊一样。
But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me.
但是他选择走上这条路，是因为他爱你和我。
Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary.
Okay. 好，继续。
The blood of the Lamb, the souls of all men, made its way to the heart of Jerusalem.
这个羔羊的血，还有所有人的灵魂。
Made its way to the heart of Jerusalem.
Make its way. 就是成了这个耶路撒冷的中心。
Okay, and then a repeat of the chorus. Down the Via Dolorosa.
Okay. 然后后面再重复这一句。
Okay, and there's a Spanish verse in between.
那中间有一段是西班牙文。
Okay.
I'm gonna make you feel.
Okay. Well, now we have, hopefully it'll be short, a slideshow of the pictures that we took in Mexico. It isn't an official slideshow, so we don't have any music. I'm just going to introduce the pictures as they go along.
有一些幻灯片在墨西哥照的，我们没有音乐配合，就请大家看一下 ，Michael 会介绍一下。
This is our team at the airport.
这是所有的参加人在机场。
And this is us waiting at the airport because the airplane was delayed.
在机场等候的时候。
These are my friends.
这是我的朋友。
This is Christina on the plane.
这是小兰。
And this is us at Houston transferring to the other flight.
Transfer, 到另外一个机场。
This is our airplane over Mexico, and that's the desert.
这是在沙看沙漠地带的。
And this is us flying into El Paso, and to the left is actually Juarez, and to the right is El Paso.
这是飞到这个 El Paso 德州的地方。左边是Juarez， 右边是德州，像墨西哥。
And this is the airport.
这是机场。
And this is the boys' dorm.
这是我们所住男生所住的地方。
And that's the girls' dorm.
这是女生住的地方。
And this is us practicing our mind.
这是我们在念习默句的时候。
Oh, and just tell you before that mime, I wasn't in it because I was sick. So yeah. And this is our group leader, Mrs. Forstrom.
这是我们的领队。
And this is the missionary there, Gilbert.
这是宣教士 Gilbert.
And this is their son Matthew.
这是他儿子马太。
At when we are like lost. And this is piggybacking is Jeremiah, which is the missionary's younger son, and he's with one of my friends.
后面那个小孩是 Jeremiah， 是那个宣教士的最小儿子。
And this is their guard dog, Snowball.
这是看守的那个狗。
And this is us eating breakfast.
这是吃早餐的情形。
And this is us eating dinner.
这是 dinner.
And this is us at the market where they sell, the Mexicans sell all their stuff at a market where you can bargain.
这是市场去买东西的地方。
And this is us on the mountain. It was very windy there.
这是在山顶的情形。
And this is a group picture of us.
这是团体照。
And this is us at work, painting the pillars.
从现在开始这些照片是这个工作的情形。
This is Jeremy painting the wall. And this is Eric painting the wall.
他们都在这个油漆。
And my two friends Gregory and Mike painting the wall.
Yeah, 他们都在。
And that's Hannah and Elizabeth painting the wall. And that's me and my dad. And there's me, that's me again painting the wall on the right. And they're painting the pillars on the outside.
漆那个柱子，二楼。
The tallest people had to do it because it's very hard to reach the top.
最高的人才能踏得到上面。新阶段。
And this is, we're planning to have this as the missionary's future home, so we're cleaning up the whole place.
这是那个宣教士他以后要住的地方，在学校的二楼。
And we're helping them sweep up the place.
帮助他打扫。
And now they're spackling, which is they're trying to cover up the nails on the wall so that they can paint it easier without having bumps.
这是修整墙壁。
And they're spackling on the other wall. And this is us, we're in the basement, we're choosing the roof, because when they built the school, like some of the cement is like leaking on the side, down the side, so we have to chip off the excess cement.
这些有些那个水泥墙不平，所以必须把那些不凸出来的地方打掉。
And we're chiseling.
对对。
And this is us on the roof of the third floor because they have to finish putting in the cement and the wires.
就是那个二楼顶三楼，他们还要再盖一层，所以先把这些。钢筋水泥钢筋铺上准备灌水泥。
And this is the kids, they're playing down there.
他们在踢足球。
And this is the first day of our VBS.
这开始是有关那个假期圣经班的情形。
And Christina's going to tell the story.
小兰要讲圣经故事。
And after this picture, you'll find out what the story is about.
这个照片之后你就知道故事是讲什么。
Alright, the story is about the paralytic man whom Jesus healed.
这个故事是讲四个朋友带领摊子来到这个从屋顶上降下来。
And Jesus heals man.
耶稣治好了摊子。
And this is Sarah playing with the kids after VBS.
她跟小朋友玩。
And they're playing duck duck goose. And this is the second day because it was windy. We had the story indoors, and Jeremy and I were doing the story of.Jesus and Lazarus.
第二天风沙太大，所以挪到室内举行这个讲故事。
And later it was all right, so they went outside to jump rope.
后来风沙比较小，他们就出去玩。
And this is the third day.
这是第三天。
And this is us with the puppets.
这是木偶。是。
And.And yeah, that's me. And I'm telling the story of how Zebedee, James and John went to follow Jesus.
这我讲的故事是约翰跟雅各怎么跟谁。
And because I'm their father, so I'm teaching them all how to fish.
告诉他们怎么样钓鱼。
And tied with the story, I'm also telling them how Jesus wants us to fish for men and to follow him.
告诉耶稣怎么样是这个渔人如何得鱼。
And this is them with their Bible memory verse. Each.
这是他们在如何怎么样被这个圣经的经节。
They're each holding a fish, and on it is one word of the verse.
有一个字，每一个字在那个上那个。
They're not doing craft. They're fishing. Well,
现在做手工，怎么样去钓鱼
？Yeah, they're fishing with magnets.
用吸铁来钓鱼。
And indoors, they're also making other stuff involved with the Bible lesson.
怎么样做一些手工跟经节有关的。
And this is us on the fourth day, where they're going to do the mime.
这是第四天，他们准备要做默剧。
And the kids are getting ready.
Okay.
And Christina and Kirsten are doing a story about how Jesus died on the cross. And Christina was in... the story says that Christina was working in some other area, so she didn't get to hear about how Jesus died on the cross. So Kirsten is telling her the story of how Jesus died on the cross.
这是有关那个耶稣怎么死在十字架上的故事。
And Matthew is asking the kids questions after the story is over.
马太问这个小朋友有关耶稣的当讲完故事问题问答案。
And these are pictures of the mind.
这是这个末句的照片。
And they're doing crafts now.
手工做手工。
And we're helping them out. And this is the fifth day, and it was their Mexican Independence Day, so they made us dress up. So here's Christina.
这是第五天，因为是庆祝他们的国庆，所以每一个人都打扮一下来庆祝。
And there's my dad, because he got mustache. He got mustaches on. Yeah. And there's me.I'm Mexican now, and my brother. And basically all the kids dress up, and then they have all their, you know, bullets and bandanas and sombreros, and they're all ready.
他们庆祝，所以他们不管怎样，他们都打扮，男的都有带那个像子弹的那个，那也把那个胡须画上，女的都穿裙子等等。
And to the right is Maria, which was the other missionary there.
右边这个是另外那个 Gilbert 的太太叫 Maria, 她也是宣教士。
And the girls are all dressed up in their dresses and yeah. And here's a little Mexican. And everyone's getting ready to do the parade and...The other picture shows going down the street, and we go two blocks, and then we circle back.
我们这个游行准备要游行，然后游行两条街之后再回到原来地方。
Yeah, this is us.
这是我们。
And now we perform the mime again.
现在做第二次的默剧演给他们这些家长们看。
And then,
然后是盛宴。
Yeah, they start eating.And Christina is helping them with their Bible verses.
他们跟小兰来背圣经的讲品。
And this is the school. This is the front of the school.
这是学校的正面看。
And this is part of the side of the school.
这是侧面corner.
And that the second floor is where the missionaries are going to stay, and the first floor is where they're going to have their kitchen and their clinic.
二楼是那个宣教士要住的地方，一楼右手边是厨房，左手边是以后那个医生看病的地方。
And on the bottom are classrooms, on the top are probably going to also be classrooms.
二楼这边还是一样是教室，这些都是。
And this is their store, which is run by the school, where they sell stuff to the community.
这是他们的store, 卖店卖那个东西。
That's the news. And this is the church we went to on Sunday, which was back in El Paso.
这是教区礼拜天到 El Paso 聚会的地方。 现在比较看的是有关他们附近所有的环境是怎么样，这是用马拉来拉车，那那个座位上是用卡那个车子的卡那个座位拆下来装在上面。
And this is the house you live in. These are slightly better because they have longer time to build it.
因为这个是沙漠地带，所以风沙很大，所以那个草长不出来，都是像仙人掌那种，所以所有的地都高凸不平哈。这个是巫师的住的地方。
And there's a lot of garbage around.
是垃圾。
And these are all houses that they live.
而且你看到有些车子好像是不要的车子，他们有时候把那个车子拿来当作储藏的地方或者住在上面的地方。是我看到了。
And this is what it looks like on the mountain where we're going up. And this cross, actually, they have them on every telephone pole. It's because a lot of Juarez girls, they get lost every year because we don't really know why, but they're kidnapped. So every cross represents like one girl who disappears.
这个这边有一个十字架是在电话柱上面，因为Quares 有很多这个女孩都常常遗失，只要有一个人遗失了，他们就画一个这个在上面。
And these two pictures are about the orphanage that we went to.
这两个照片是有关我们去那个孤儿院的情形。
And this is the mountain we climbed.
这是我们爬的山。
And looking back, you can see the village and how it's all like very different from what I expect. And this is like a little better part of Juarez, and that's a huge baseball field. And this is the part where we live. And that's the school in the middle.
Okay. 好，那我想时间的关系，我们就到这边。有机会，也许我下一次再分享。
Yeah.
那我们请弟兄姊妹到主日学各班去。